You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, July 1st, 2019 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for this wild and dystopic ride. It's unbelievable what's happening. You know, you wouldn't believe it if you weren't seeing it, but I remember, what was it, about 4 or 5 years ago, 1984, Brave New World, Animal Farm, Fahrenheit 451, all the books that used to be required reading so that you could indoctrinate a generation or two, maybe three, suddenly started falling off of required reading lists. Somewhere around, I want to say it was about 2015, there were articles that started popping up that those books were falling off of the reading lists. Well, we've been acculturated to the concept, and now it's happening right before our very eyes. How many people notice it? Honestly, I think even those of us who are paying close attention, very alert, very vigilant, I think it's still flying under the radar. I think of Matthew 24, when Jesus says, "See to it that you not be deceived." And I've had conversations about this before where it's fascinating. You sit in churches and the small groups, and I've been in these groups where, you know, people read passages like Jesus himself saying, "See to it you not be deceived. See to it." And deception so great is coming so as to deceive even the very elect. In other words, man, be on the lookout. Be on the lookout. Be vigilant. Be proactive, as they say. And yet people sit around and say, "Boy, I sure am glad that ain't happening to us." And I don't know what magic powers or magic pill these people have taken that no one else seems to have, but I think that's naive, to say the very least. Anyway, there are lots of fascinating, shocking revelations and common sense observations in all of this. You know, things like when a company like Google lies to you over and over and over again, of course, why wouldn't you take a liar at his word? But that's what's happening. You know, what's more horrifying is as this happens, people are, I've commented on the radio and privately about how frustrating and heartbreaking it is to see folks that I grew up with, for example, or family members who are being subsumed by the social engineering of companies like Google in particular. Resistance is futile. You will be assimilated. And apparently, many people have just kind of capitulated to the assimilation of the singularity in the hive mind. And if you haven't, then of course, you know, the propaganda that's put out by the same machine that generates or is sort of at the helm of the social engineering, propaganda is going to try to overwhelm you into learned helplessness with a propaganda version of asymmetric warfare. Swarming, you know, I'm reminded of Fred's call when he says, you know, everywhere I look, there's this kind of content. How is this real? I'm pretty sure this is not frequency illusion or the Bader-Meinhof effect. So I want to play, we're going to do extended long form today. I'm going to do it because we have to, you know. Rhonda sends me this natural news article. Google declares organics to be a lie and supplements scams. in latest insane anti-health search manipulation. And that's an article by Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, over at Natural News. That was published yesterday. And that's just not possible.
As far as
Google, the overlords of information, they wouldn't do that. Censorship? No. Anyway. Larry sends me this morning a video by Amazing Polly St. George, and she is amazing. Digital Democracy, One Company Controls It All. And that was published last week, the 24th, I believe. It was published. So, I think we'll play Ollie's video. And and we'll talk about it. But first, let me start with a couple of things. You know, first, the backdrop. I don't know about you, but when I'm watching and, you know, Polly has made some fantastic videos, particularly recently. So I encourage folks to check those out. Anyway, are you noticing, you know, one of the things she says is, how did she put that? I think she said something like, you know, people, you know, certain people groups are being provoked. You look around, I mean, the gay pride stuff, first of all, it's not gay, it's homosexual. Gay was a word that meant happy, lighthearted, fun, effervescent, carefree, off the top of my head, my extemporaneous definition. Let's go to Wordnik, and I wonder what Wordnik says. I wonder, you know, historically, let's see. When Sinatra was singing about, you know, using the word gay when he was singing, I'm pretty sure he wasn't, you know, he didn't mean homosexual. But now that's okay. So it's interesting. If I go to Wordnik, the first definition that's shown of relating to or having a sexual orientation to persons of the same sex, Romans chapter 1, for those who haven't looked into it, tells us that's probably not a good idea. That's one place. It's evidence in the context of Romans chapter 1 in particular. It's perversion that is evidence of a psychological disorder that is spiritually rooted. So, there's that. But the second definition that's shown says showing or characterized by cheerfulness or lightheartedness, excitement, merry, bright or lively, especially in color. And here's another definition, offensive slang, socially inappropriate or foolish. And that's, you know, a sort of pejorative on the first definition that's shown. Given to social pleasures, especially at the expense of serious pursuits, is another definition. Another is dissolute or licentious, which is interesting. I was not aware of that definition. And then those are all adjectives, two nouns, a person whose sexual orientation is to persons of the same sex, and a man whose sexual orientation is to men. So that's, but most of the definitions in there deal with something other than that. So anyway, you see, I mean, if you're old enough to see this transition, and some of us are, the perversion and subversion of language and then people with it, which is why I've said we should be reading Arnold J. Toynbee. Toynbee said it. Here's one of the ways that you change a society, create a shift. You mess with their language. You turn the cleric into the clerk, and conversion is changed from conversion of souls to a conversion of, you know, the Canadian currency to United States currency and vice versa. So you remove certain kernels of information from the lexicon, if you will. And in the process, you create an anemia, gaslighting the people. And you can see, if you see what Google is doing, you can see Amos 8, 11, and 12 shaping up on the horizon. It's coming. You know, I have noticed when I've put things into my Android device that it learned certain terms, you know, autocomplete terms, for example. I've typed this enough that now it knows if I'm using this word, it probably is, or if I start typing the first three or four letters, it's probably this word. Learn those, and those keep going away. Is interesting. I noticed that it learns them and then they get erased. It's certain things. I'm pretty sure if I taught it other things that were politically correct and socially acceptable according to Google's definition, it would probably keep those, retain those. Probably has some definition, you know, some dictionary in there that relates to that information. Anyway, seeing these kinds of things feels like you're being goaded. To me, it feels like I'm being goaded or provoked. And all of this reminds me of World War III scenario. It's interesting, this progressive, puritanical, ideological bent. What's ironic is the thing that makes Saudi Arabia is so repugnant and so reprehensible to me is the proliferation of radical puritanical ideology that is responsible predominantly for these crazy people that, you know, people say, oh, you know, the people that are an infinitesimal fraction of a minority who call themselves the true Muslims, but the other 1. However many billion folks say, whoa, don't lump us in with them. My friend says, Chris, why don't the imams come out when something happens and say, hey, they're not one of us? I say, they do. But you know what? The Googles of the world don't want to show you that for some strange reason. Why? Because it's their ideological bedfellows. That's why. I'm not saying that the leadership, the corporate leadership at Google are Wahhabists, but they hold to a radical, fundamentalist, puritanical view the same way that Wahhabi folks do, like hardcore, ardent Wahhabi, Salafi, Diobandi folks. You know, we've had, there are a few, well, I'll finish that point on the other side of the break and then we'll get to Paulie's video. Stick around. I'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
You know, this is what makes this particularly provocative, this topic right now, is this is the time when we're supposed to start talking about independence. See, we've been socially engineered, manipulated into this idea that, you know, Fourth of July, what does it mean? What was John Adams saying about, you know, the proceedings and what happened? You know, when he wrote to Abigail, he said the second day of July will become the most memorable epic in American history. It should be celebrated with bombs, bonfires, guns, illumination, and, you know, reverent reflection to God. That's my paraphrasing. Because this was, you know, as Reagan put it, again, we played the clip last week, the newest and most unique idea in all the long history of man's relation to man. That he is capable of self-government. But that is predicated on an informed discretion in the Jeffersonian fashion. And I believe that it is possible. And that's why when you look at all those guys, they had a sobriety of constitution that was written on their face. This is, you know, giving man, every man in a society, man, woman, and child, you know what I'm saying, the ability to self-govern comes at the possibility of great peril. It's the same idea to me as, you know, Paul writing that when you've died to the law, when you've died with Christ to the law, then essentially all things are lawful. All things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but not all things edify. And so as Pastor Bob Davis at Calvary Chapel in Post Falls put it one time, Lord, do you see how much trouble I could get into? And he says, yes, that's why you need to stay close to me. So there is that possibility, which is why when you read Jefferson's Bill for Religious Freedom, it's predicated on the Christian Orthodox ethic. Not just licentiousness and lasciviousness, like Google would have you believe. So this is the moment in our own history. On July 1st, 1776, the Second Continental Congress met in Philadelphia, and on the following day, 12 of 13 colonies voted in favor of Richard Henry Lee's motion for independence. And John Adams says to Abigail, whoa, this is going to be the most historic day in American history. Delegates spent the next couple of days debating and revising language drafted by Jefferson himself, of course. And on July 4, Congress officially adopted the Declaration of Independence. As a result, we have celebrated Independence Day ever since. But the second day was when the Continental Congress actually voted in favor of Lee's idea, motion for independence. This is the conversation we have this time of year, and it should never leave our frontal consciousness, nor should the sobriety of an informed discretion. But now you look at folks, look at leaders, you know, whether in government or business, everybody's smiling. Yay! That's terrifying to me. It's, you know, kind of the same concept as if someone's turning around while they're driving and, you know, smiling at the people in the back seat to take a selfie with everyone. That's what it feels like to me. It's terrifying. Where is the sober-mindedness of bygone generations? Stick around. I'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
I apologize if it's disjointed and incoherent to any degree. It all fits together in my mind. That doesn't necessarily help. So I'll back up a little bit and we'll get back into this. This is the time particularly when we celebrate, as John Adams pointed out, but why? Why? So first back, speaking of Albert Pike's letter and the radical puritanical ideologues, including at Google. Apparently, radical puritanical ideologues are not confined to Wahhabism, Salafism, and Deobandism. But seriously, I jest. There are folks who've called into this broadcast and this network over time who are, you know, identity folks, whether, you know, Christian identity, Jewish identity. And I'm not, don't mean to single folks out. But it's interesting how that sounds, you know, when you hear a certain view expressed, and this is not, you know, I've made the comparison openly. I'm not saying, you know, all folks are created equal. I'm not trying to paint with a broad brush and lump everyone in, but I will say, generally speaking, maybe even in a, well, the ideological bent lends itself to a radical, what feels very unloving sort of perspective. And if you've heard folks, you know, or you've talked to folks like that, it's interesting. It's always interesting to me, and I'm just drawing a parallel for sake of comparison so that we can kind of see what's going on. And when you see anything like this, it's not surprising, you know, the kinds of folks that I'm talking about are the ones who, you know, say we are the Christians, no one else is, and we are the new chosen people or whatever, or the new chosen people or the old new chosen people or whatever. You start to dig in and you look at, you know, you compare passages and things and you start to kind of go, well, that's interesting, because I've ruminated, you know, I've prayerfully and in meditation with the Holy Spirit considered that passage, and I never got that, what you're saying. I never came to that. That's interesting. And the more you go along, the more kind of vitriolic and less loving it feels. We've had some of those dialogues on this broadcast. And again, I'm not trying to single anybody out. I'm just saying that has happened. And it is a point of reflection as far as I'm concerned. So you look at that. To me, that's the Christian counterpart, so to speak, of the Wahhabi, Salafi, Deobandi, radical puritanicalism in Islam. That's not really Islam according to the other 1. However many billion folks. You know, these Wahhabi folks say that everyone else is an infidel, including their fellow Sunni Muslims. So, you know, that's why I say it's similar to this other stuff. You know, you go into a Sunday mass and say, what do you think about these folks? And they say, whoa, don't lump us in with, you know, with them. Don't lump them in with us, which is the same thing that happens in Islamic circles. And by the same token, that's what's happening at Google. These people are radical. They're dishonest. You know, if it hasn't been clear before, it should be abundantly clear now. When Google uses a term, they mean the opposite in Orwellian fashion. When they say fairness, they mean unfairness. When YouTube says on their about page, our mission is to give everyone a voice and show them the world, we should read, our mission is to give a very select few who hold to the talking points that we have chosen a voice. We want to give them a voice, and we want to you know, show people social engineering effectively. You know, when they use words like tolerance, they mean intolerance. And I mean, it should be clear at this point. Pretty much everything they say is the opposite. I mean, we've seen it in a variety of places. The wage fixing scandal, the censorship on Google and YouTube, the blatant lying, the, you know, the selfish ledger stuff, on and on. The Firefox story that is just an ongoing saga that I've talked about, how Google has worked. You would think, as you start to look in and listen to Mozilla, the Firefox team executives talk, you would think that it seems to be mission number one to destroy the Firefox browser on the Chrome team. So, you know, why wouldn't you take a pathological liar at his word? I don't know. Call me crazy, but I don't. But I'm seeing this all over the place. In my own personal dealings with my family, for example. You know? I hear things, you know, I see pirates at work. And people around me, I'm not just crazy, I'm not imagining this. People I trust say, hey, you know what? That looks like piracy to me. My own family members say, well, that's not my experience, Chris, but you're entitled to your opinion. Really? I guess you're entitled to your delusion too then. I'm entitled? Thank you. That's so kind of you. I don't want to be entitled. First of all, you don't have the authority to say that. But second of all, entitlement, I don't think, is a word that I cotton too much these days. And last of all, I suppose you're entitled to your delusion. What was one of the provocational points that I heard on, I want to say, CBS News yesterday? And the election nonsense, you know, so you have layers of nonsense. The immigration issue, for example, the layers of socialism and deception at work, you know, it's like Google and DARPA and the Joint Chiefs and InQtel. It's all just one big fascist fun factory. I don't think there's really any separation. So the immigration issue, you know, through the early debates, which are not debates, you know, it's pandering and so forth. You know, you hear a little bit about the immigration issue. So there are folks who say, some of the candidates say it would be great to offer free health care to anyone who touches, who sets a foot on American shores. Never mind the fact that, I mean, every American that's already here should be upset about that, because that hasn't been offered to them. But more importantly, you know, and so that's obviously a way to re-engineer the country. Jefferson was very clear and articulate on the problems that arise. I've mentioned that before. His thoughts on immigration, what that causes. But more importantly, we should be horrified at the notion that we're going to socialize the country. And what happens when the federal government has complete control over your everything, your body in this case, and mind? You know, mental health screening, physical health screenings. A government that colludes and conspires. You know, we played a few clips from Del Bigtree's video, his live stream last Thursday. We played that last Friday. When you start to see that the positions, you know, if someone has an ideological bent, what if they're influenced? You know, Ralph McGahee, 25-year CIA veteran, career intelligence medal recipient, says the CIA is not a central intelligence agency, but it's the covert action arm of the president's foreign policy advisors. Does that include folks like Eric Schmidt? These people of influence. You know, Google does a lot of the same things that these folks who, you know, president's foreign policy advisors do. In that capacity, McGahee said it overthrows the CIA, overthrows or supports foreign governments, while reporting intelligence, quote-unquote, justifying those activities. That's funny. That kind of sounds like what Google has done. It shapes its intelligence. Again, that sounds like what Google has done. Remember, Eric Schmidt said, you know, if it's not the answer we think it should be, well, then it's the wrong answer. There should only be one answer. It shapes its intelligence, even in such critical areas as Soviet nuclear weapon capability. I think of the email that Rhonda just sent me, to support presidential policy. But that's disingenuous, because it's not presidential policy. It's the president's foreign policy advisors. Disinformation is a large part of its covert action responsibility, McGahee wrote. Again, can't help feeling the same about Google. And the American people are the primary target audience of its lies. Again, I really think this quote could be superimposed on Google. So anyway, these folks, you can feel it when the, you know, rubber meets the road and push comes to shove. There is a radical ideological bent, and you really don't have to look far to find it. It's masked under this thin veneer of PC language, tolerance, acceptance, inclusion. We want to give everyone, because that's interesting. The word everyone, as far as I am acquainted, means something different than what it is portrayed as. If you're censoring people and narratives and platforms, deplatforming folks, delisting and uncrediting news sources. As far as I know, everyone means everyone. Like all, like not excluding any. Every single one. If there are 100, it's not 99 or 72 or 15 or 3, 2, 1. It's 100. But we live in an Orwellian era where apparently these things don't mean what they mean. Anyway, I want to get back to, that's the kind of ideological bent. And what's crazy is, again, the bigness is conflated as credibility, and it messes with your mind. And Google is not comprised of all, you know, nefarious, evil geniuses like, Dr. Evil types, but its leadership is, and an organization emulates its leadership. And of course, you can see from their corporate policy, you know, things like, if you challenge the pride stuff, then you probably won't work at Google. Or if you try to challenge the affirmative action doctrine or whatever in Google's policy, then you'll probably be fired for trying to do that. But to me, it's a pivotal moment to have this conversation, to be provoked by these things, you know. The provocation, again, reminds me of Albert Pike's letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, 1871, August 15. We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. We shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm. Man, Google would be perfect for that, huh? Facebook too. Which in all its horror will clearly show to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. You want to just have folks stand aside from that and maybe go to the top of the food chain and start to address that. But you can see how people are being drawn into this, what appears to be formidable social cataclysm shaping up. You know, you hear Facebook's crackdown on the don't go out and vote ads that were instrumental in the Trump campaign, vilifying the Trump, you know, administration and reelection campaign, no doubt. It's just fomenting, provoking this formidable social cataclysm. You can feel it. People that think they have some dog in the fight, you can feel the sides being drawn apart, about to be collided together. People being dehumanized in the process, don't realize what is happening to them. It's happening to all of us. And the more that you get pressed down, the more oppressed you become, the more difficult it is once that pressure is relieved, especially if you are pressed down and then, I don't even know what the visual idea is, you know, you're pressed down and then you're stuck in some other situation where when you are, that pressure's taken off and you pop up, you have an opportunity to be an oppressor. It's difficult to resist that urge. And I see that happening a lot too. I think of Paulo Freire's Pedagogy of the Oppressed. Stick around, be right back.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. So many things are happening. So you know, right before our very eyes, ironically. I mentioned the story, for example, last week, published the same day as Polly's video that we'll get to here in the second hour. You know, the Orwellian concept of forced disappearance. And I wonder, if you go to the Wikipedia entry now, is that old picture still on there? No, it's gone. The World War II example of that. I forget the guy's name. But, you know, wasn't that a picture with Stalin, I want to say? And, of course, you know, that picture's disappeared. The comparison, it was happening. You know, it's already been done, you know. Before MIT started working on it, before we started hearing about deep fakes, you know, it was already happening. Anyway, now we have, oh, thank goodness, now there's an app that can accomplish forced disappearance. You know, the Orwellian counterpart to forced disappearance, that is. You know, in photos and video. Make someone disappear. Anyway, some people will say, well, that's a stretch. That's not what forced disappearance is. All right, fine, then. Just stick with the Orwellian version of it. But still, you see what I'm saying. Unpersoning. Yeah. Oops. Where is that? That's going to bother me. The Orwellian. Yeah, so unperson, Wikipedia. The unperson in Newspeak. Anyway, I don't want to get sidetracked. We'll talk about freedom. We'll go to Polly St. George's video. She does a great job. I don't need to add anything to it. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.